1, this is Gordon W2, TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. That's the proverbial right answer. Alrighty. Well, welcome again, everybody, to the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. We are operating mobile tonight, so I'll go through the introductory operations here. I think we're about to have a some sort of block on the part. I don't know what's going on, but there's Route 17. I have four state troopers all of a sudden hosed up traffic here, so I'm not sure what's going on, so bear with me. Anyway, at some point we will need a logger for this evening, but let me go through the introductory parts and we'll work it from there. So this net is a conversation about amateur radio, communications, computing, electronics, what we do with our wonderful hobby, how what the underlying science is, and things, as I said, we've done, things we aspire to do, things we aspire to do again, and as I always like to say, things we hope we never do again. It's not the same way. We're also for sale swapper wanted items are also encouraged on the net tonight. You have a check-in process that's pretty orderly. It's we'll call for it by call sign groups, and it'll involve giving your call sign, your name, indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item. Some combination of those things, or none of the above. If you are a member of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, you can access the repeater on Echolink at K2FoxtrotJuliet-Lima. K2FoxtrotJuliet-Lima. And that's always a nice touch. And what else can I give you a hint about? Oh yes, one other thing is the access to the repeater. 146.955 is the output. 146.955, and the PL is 141.3, and of course the offset is -600 kHz. So, no further ado, let's get started. Do we have someone who's willing to log tonight? Alrighty. Before we take the logins, let's start it this way. Don, are you on frequency tonight?
K2BAR, W2Jenny, we doubled. I said I was going to take the log over.
Okay, thank you, Don. Perfect. Okay. Very good. All right, so we got you checked in with the obligatory comment, I'm sure. Are there any other whiskeys?
India Sierra Echo, name is Bob, and have a HSMM mesh question. Over.
Okay, Bob. Very good. WA2ISE. The question, I got you covered. Any other whiskeys?
WA2QBC, no traffic.
Good evening, Bruce. WA2 Quebec, Bravo Charlie. No traffic. Were there any other whiskeys?
Good evening, Gordon. This is Jim, WA2QMP, and just listening this evening.
Okay, very good. Jim, good evening, WA2UMP. Very good. Any other whiskeys?
W2APP.
All. One question.
W2APP. Very good. I got your question. Thank you, Paul. Any other whiskeys?
W2TKE. Frank, just listening.
Okay, Whiskey 2 Kappa Kappa X Epsilon. Tau Kappa Epsilon. Sorry, what am I saying? Tapa Kegane was the other thing. Never mind, we won't go there. Good evening, Frank. Okay, no problem. Any alphas?
AA2WP, good evening, Gordon, and my condolences on the loss of your brother. I wasn't able to get that in last week.
Thank you very much, Will. Yep. It's not a happy thought, but he's at peace, I'll tell you that. He went down bravely, so great, much grace. Left a tearful but very happy family. Alrighty. Any other alphas? Okay, kilos.
AC2, WDJ, Walt with a question.
Good evening, Walt. Kilo Charlie 2, Whiskey Delta Juliet from KGBAR. I got you noted with a question. Very good. Thank you very much. Any other kilos? K2GFM, Greg in Montville, and Gordon, condolences to you, and glad to see Frank W2TK on the TechNet tonight. Okay, very good, Frank. Sometimes I actually confuse you two guys, which is very funny. K2GFM from K2BAR, very good. Welcome aboard. Anybody else with a kilo? Alrighty, anybody on Echolink? Okay, any other late check-ins, any call sign type? Kilo Charlie 2, question mark again, please.
N2OEL. N2OEL.
Okay, N2OEL. Am I in the Echolink? What are your intentions for this evening? And greetings to you from the frigid 56 degrees. Compared to what the balmy, God knows what you have down in Mississippi, KGBAR, over. Okay, Noel, what are your intentions for this evening?
Okay, I'm just listening. I'm in Florida, and it was 89 degrees, and I've been wearing shorts since I got here.
Okay, very good. Well, we're happy and relieved that you're wearing your shorts. Thank you for that public service announcement, Noel. What are your intentions for the net? Anything? Oh, you said nothing. All right. Okay. Very good. Well, it's good to hear you. All righty. Any other stations for the net? Anyone else getting that one station? I'm just not getting their call.
It's E2 WDJ. No, they're not making the repeater.
Alrighty, no problem. So let's get on with the matter at hand. W2JEK, Don, your ball, K2BAR.
K2BAR, and that's W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. A couple comments here tonight. Number one, next VE session will be on Friday, November 20th at 7 p.m. Again, I say November 20th, at the Friday night at 7 p.m., and that's at the Westwood Regional High School on 701 Ridgewood Road. You fellows have heard my spiel about what to bring and what out of it, so I won't repeat that. Last week, Howie K2EIR had asked me to, on behalf of some of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club members, to mention to Andy Werner, K2ETN, Silent Key's son. He had a license and apparently had expired, and was interested in doing it. I had a couple of copies from the 93 call book, showed his call. I Xeroxed them, and I had another blurb from the AORL, and I wrote him a letter about it. I put that in the mail today, so he should be, get that in a few days, and he should be on his way to pass the current technician exam. And once he does that, license that they put it through that way. But he got his old call sign back, but probably go through the, they have to go through the entity call system. One thing that you're dealing with there, Gordon, is I understand they're putting in the lower pass on Route 17, so they're making a mess of things. At any rate, anybody have any questions about these? I'll put in any questions now, over. Okay, Gordon, back to you,
W2JK. Very good, Don. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the scoop there was. Hold on. The issue was a little weird because four officers queued up on an overpass with a float onto the highway, getting started off the overpass, which was an existing overpass. I went down to the high school football field on 17 and all exited in the same place and cut their lights as soon as they exited, so I don't know what to think. But anyway, no big deal. In any case, are there any other stations with questions about licensing or...
K2 TRW, late check-in.
None of the above. Good evening, Gordon.
Good evening, Kai. TRW, VAR. Very good. Welcome aboard. Alrighty. Don, thank you for that. Just a quick question about the Hamfest. How was the test session at the Hamfest?
This is W2JEK. Yes, we had 9 applicants. That were 3 generals, 3 technicians, and 1 extra. That extra being Manfred. Third day, and about that session until
well, getting 7 of 9 right away is pretty good. That's excellent. Congratulations to all, particular Manfred. Alrighty. I'd like to make an announcement during this weekend. We have the portable day. Barra portable day, but it's also Farallon portable day, and they're doing them together. Memorial Park at the Farallon Field Day site, the pavilion there by the river. So if you go down Bernan Avenue on the very end, and right, Memorial School right in front of you, left into the park, continue straight into the continuing on the continuation of Bernan Avenue, shifted over a block to the front, across the park, and you'll run into
right there in front of you. So
the festivities start around 10 a.m. and they're operable. Fire in the trees. If you fire that needs that, get there early. Your wire into the trees if you need help. It'll go to about 4. It's also held in conjunction with Jamboree on the Air. Pack a lunch and all should be wonderful. I believe there'll even be a restroom there. I think it'll be in good shape. Anybody have any questions?
Okay.
Two stations. Don first.
I'm thinking of bringing a code rig and also a code practice oscillator with.
Very well might. Very well might. Sounds very exciting. Anybody else? Who was the other station?
Good evening, Gordon. Ray. Light check in. None of the above, thank you.
Hey, good evening, Ray. Very good. Who's station is double with Ray? Okay. Now, folks, be aware that the repeater is 2RP. The credits of the site that, which has the antenna, Peter's running a lot. Truly amazing that the coverage it does, given its power output. Alrighty, any more on the subject of portable day? Okay, well, also keep in mind that you can look at the frequencies for Jamboree on the Air, or JOTA, JOTA 2015. Find out that the activity starts at local time here in Jersey on Friday night and actually goes to 8 p.m. a day for all Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and Guides worldwide. It's a sponsored event by the World Scouting Movement. Anything else on this topic? Alrighty. WA2ISC,
Lard, WA2ISE. Yeah, after I met you over at the Burger King, I upgraded my HMSS, mesh rig to the latest software, 3.1, put it on channel 3, and I just wanted to verify that I spelled the SSID correctly. Over.
Sure. If you're running a Linksys, you have to actually provision it to give your ID in automatically, but it's Alpha Romeo Go, December, or Arden, hard coded version of my mirror dash V3-20. That's probably what you have. The other thing, Bob, if you're just running on simple links, you probably want to set your 1,000 or even 500. 1,000 would probably be good enough. Okay.
Okay, Gordon. Yeah, I noticed. Yeah, I had the ARDN, and it says 20-V3. I was going to set the distance to 1,000, but I guess it only takes up to 900, so I let us be that. Over.
That would be fine. Absolutely fine. And the ARDN stands for Amateur Radio Emergency. There you have to actually put that in. Anyway, that's all you have to do. And Bob, before we move on, I'm just curious, where do you have your notes situated?
Well, I have it up in the attic of the house, and I'm located right near the intersection of Oradell Avenue and Summit Avenue, right at that blinker light. Over.
Gotcha. So,
There's no real windows in our attic. It's more of a crawl space, so, but it's like almost underneath the roof, and I picked up. Yeah, I have it, there's a little preamp that I picked up a long time ago, and I think it goes up to about a watt at 2.4 gigahertz, and, let's see, what else, I forgot what else I mentioned, though.
Well, they work real well. They work real well, so you're running, running that on one of the ports?
Oh, okay, and the other thing, I just remembered that I was using a high gain vertical antenna that I picked up, not the last handset, but the one 6 months ago. I think it's about 8 dB of gain. It's like a big, about 2 foot long a rod. Over.
All the things to do. Very, very good. All right, well, if you look at the Linksys box, connector on the left side, you should put the bidirectional amplifier on. That's the one that's connectorized directly to the board and doesn't have a jumper across. The one that goes to the right as you're looking for is the one that has. Very good. Very, very good. Anybody have any comments for Bob? Okay, any more comments from you, Bob?
I'm using the left-hand connector if you view the box from the front. Over.
Right, you have some antenna on the other port, right?
No, I just got one antenna on one port, nothing on the other, and I set the HMMS software to just look at that one port and ignore the other antenna. Over.
Okay. You can do that, I find it. But all right, very good.
Yeah, you have to let me know if you actually see something and when you drive past. Over.
All right, my nose is not on my car, but hope to fix that. All righty. W2APP, Paul, I think you had the next question.
A2BR, W2APP. Yes, a quick and simple one. I'm just sitting here doing a kit on winding toroids, little ones. Just a quick question on mounting them. When you're mounting toroids to a PCB, do you tend all the way to up, how close up do you tend the actual toroid itself, and then should they be
mic nailed to the PCB? Should it be slightly offset or should they be loose on?
Just sort of look at some simple advice. With that, W2APP back to K2BAR.
Well, assuming that the surface of the PCB is insulated, even if it's foil up top, they can be pretty much down tight. What I normally do is I hot glue them in place after I solder them in. You only need the tin. In fact, you only need to have enough leads on to and through the board.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Some of them, it's like there's like five turns on them. They're just very, very loose and very, very floppy. So the higher turns are better because it's not going to be there. So. Okay, that's good advice. Thank you. Case back to from W2APP.
A couple other points. If you can, try not to have turns directly in contact with the board. I try to stand the core up perpendicular. JEK. Mr. Thomas.
One thing they got to watch for them in these boards, they are just a little cold. You have to make sure that on the bottom of the board has to have enough. Also connect that wire to the top, solder to the top of the board, which is one thing I have done to recommend is in the Yogurt's nail polish. Use candle wax in the past, but I like to get the extra VFO like I do on some of my kits, get it to where I want it, and then push on it and keep jumping around. Second and WQJK.
Yeah, and you know, that nail polish trick is pretty good on a couple of things. I know, only if you don't have anything funky in the nail polish, if you have different cores with different turns, really not obvious, you can do by either putting a dot of color on it or paint outright with different colors. So yeah, that's good. Just make sure you use the nail polish and metallic in it. Anybody else?
Okay,
you
can.
Go ahead, Don.
Unless I'm using like red and yellow, of course. Actually, I should be putting that paint on, you know, by the, yeah, I guess it's the course. But for you, I don't know.
Yeah, well, one is the core color itself. The other is if you have the same color core used for a couple of different types of transformers or toroids, then that's what I was referring to, using color nail polish. Of course, I would feel really strange walking into a drugstore to buy one of my nail polish. Of course, at this point in my life, I buy all sorts of odd products, so ask me if I care. It's clearly not for me, anyway. Alrighty, anybody else? Paul, does that answer your question?
Some good tips in there. Thank you very much.
One question for you. What are you building?
It's actually a hard rock 50-watt amplifier. 5 watts and 50 odds, but I've got a little driver board, so it'll take like a half a watt in. But, and I hope to put a dongle and a...
So... dongle is for, and transverter is what band?
It'll do HF.
HF, very nice. Okay. Very, very good. All right, forgive me, but I know I had one more question, but I don't remember who it was from, Don.
This is W2J, it's Walt KC2WDJ has a question, over.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Walt, it's your ball.
KC2WDJ. Yeah, I was just thinking the other day, about trying to get more, actually thinking myself more, how does everybody, I guess, had a group question here, kind of a mixed question, you know, like, what's the earliest memory of him, how did you, generally speaking, you know, into the hobby, you know?
Oh, boy. Okay. You've really kicked over a can of worms here. Tell you what, that's a great question, and I'm going to ask for three volunteers. I will ask for a kilo, a whiskey, and either an Alpha or a November. Sir Alpha or November 1 Charlie.
And 2NBR, late check-in.
Good evening, John, and 2NBR, W2AR. Okay, so who's our volunteer for how they got interested in Turidia for radio?
A2WP, Willie P, I'll tell you.
Okay, I have a Willie P. All right, another station.
2, India, Sierra, Echo.
All right, WA2ISC is my whiskey. Who's my kilo? Hey, Walt, how about you?
Yeah, I'll totally throw down, but could we get another kilo in there too? Because I'm kind of somebody else, and I kind of know how I got into it, you know what I mean?
Okay, we'll save you for next week, okay? So who's our kilo?
Just late check-in, I apologize.
Okay, who's the late check-in?
AC2KY, Warren, Fort Washington, I apologize, late check-in.
Alpha Charlie 2, Kilo Yankee. Very good, Warren. Okay, so who is our kilo that wants to tell us out there how they got started in this crazy hobby? Interested radio.
A2EIR.
Okay, we have Howie. All right, good. So with no further ado, let's go to AA2WP.
2BAR, AA2WP, very good. Well, obviously my history goes way, way back. I was a CB-er back in the days. KKD7842 was the call sign, and had a lot of fun with the CB and so forth. Getting a little older, I went in the Army, went to Vietnam. My MOS, or Military Occupational Specialty, was 72B, Comm Center Specialist. So, once again, I was involved with communications. Coming out of the Army, I went on the Jersey City Fire Department, got promoted up through the ranks, became the apparatus chief. Wound up buying radios for the vehicles and so forth. So once again, communication. And upon retirement, I got tapped for OEM in my town in Rivervale. And obviously, we had communications. But then the county offered the technician course, and they said no code. And that was the light that went off in my head. That was a little over 2 years ago. I got my tech. Very interested, stayed in the books, got my general, and then upgraded to extra. That's the whole story, and I'm sticking to it. K2BAR, AA2WP.
Very good. All right, so I need to ask, what is the difference between a 73A and a B?
Any MOS you're talking about? I'm not sure. I only knew the 72B was a comm center specialist, 72B20, and then I got promoted to sergeant. I was a 72B40, which was a comm center supervisor. I don't know if there is a 72A.
I'm sorry. I heard 73, so I went down the wrong rat hole. I see 72 comm center specialist, 72. Very good. Pretty good. So I like that. It's a great story. Alrighty, our next one was Bob in W-A-2-I-C, K2BAR.
Yeah, K2BAR, W-A-2-I-S-C. Like my father was into electronics since he was a young kid, so that dates back to before World War II and whatnot. And so I've been around electronics for a long time. I got into it sometime in high school. And I was vaguely aware of ham radio, but just never got around to bothering with the code. And then I got a hold of a CB radio, so I'm with AAR 5167 or something like that. And then after that, then I finally got around to actually learning the code so I could get past 5 words a minute. I had to go down to the FCC field office in New York City. Copy. Also had a send code, and then after that, then took the general written, which I barely passed, which was kind of embarrassing for electrical engineering students back in the day. Got the call sign WA2IC, and then back around the year 2000, I upgraded to extra when they decided that 5 words a minute was good enough to be an extra, so I guess I have a nickel extra. Anyway, I think that's pretty much sums it up. Over.
Very good. So what year was it you got WA2IFC?
1976. I think the FCC was recycling call signs, so my father got WB2JIA back in 72, but I got a WA call sign because I think the FCC had decided to recycle call signs instead of just going sequentially. Over.
Very good. Interesting. I got my license in 75. Charlie, I'm from Mike. Yes, they were recycling. They had been recycling for quite a while. I mean, they went through WBs many times before. I got my WN2 call and my WB2 call 2 weeks apart, basically, in 75. Alrighty, that was a great story. Thank you very much. Alrighty, K2EIR, duck and roll. Here he comes, Howie. How he comes, I should say. K2BAR.
Here's K2EIR. Thank you, Gordon. I'm a little reluctant because probably everybody on this repeater and the 165 repeater has heard the story because I often bring this up as a topic just as Walter has, and I think I told Walter the story, but it may not be news to him and therefore may be defeating his goal. But here goes, and I'll try to shorten it just a little bit. Approximately 60 years ago, when I was a kid, my parents used to visit my aunt and uncle for Thanksgiving in a little town called Colchester, Connecticut, not far from Hartford, a long drive from the Bronx, in the high-rise buildings, not really terribly high-rise, they were typically six stories, but everything was, concrete buildings, not private homes, lived in. And after Thanksgiving dinner, my uncle would watch the football games on the television, and us kids would find whatever we could to do. But most of my cousins were girls, and I guess I found they had a table radio that had a shortwave band. Let's reset. I started listening at it. I couldn't listen right away. I think they told me it didn't work. I took a look at it, and all it needed was the wire connected to the antenna terminal on the back. And they had the shortwave bands worked. And I wandered into some frequency where I heard two hams talking. And one of the hams had a guest in the shack, a young fellow, and the other ham was telling the youngster, the ham at the far end, how to become a radio amateur. And the ARRL series of books, there were four books. One was How to Become a Radio Amateur, another was License Manual, a book was called Operating an Amateur Radio. It might have been something radio, a technical. So somewhere along the line, we did that for a couple of years every Thanksgiving. Somewhere along the line, it is the gateway book, that's what I think it's called, the books from the lead. And somewhere about the time I was 12 years old, I bought a night kit with 223 Gen and started listening myself at home. Built it to, connect point A to point B and all that stuff. Let's reset. And so I did a lot of listening. I listened again on the shortwave band, the foreign broadcast, but particularly on 75 meters, 3860, it's called W2ENM, the energetic noise maker that acts. So I used to listen to hams. Eventually, if you listen to hams, and I think it happened mostly when I started listening to college kids when I was still in high school, you want to talk back. That was my incentive to get a license. However, I never thought I was ready enough. And finally, a buddy in high school, because he used to go to the radio club, said, "Howie, you know more than most people. Take the damn exam." So I did. So when I was about 18 years old, I passed my novice. That's my story. K2EIR, back to net control.
Well, those are all great stories. Thank you very much, gentlemen. That's super. I think we'll make that a regular feature if we're not stacked high with that's a great question. Walt, I'm glad you asked the question. Alrighty, do we have any new topics for the net? WA2 something or other, Howie. Was he looking for Howie or trying to check in.
curiosity, Howie, whatever happened to the 210 Night Kid D-Gen receiver?
It was a two-tube Night Kid. I think it was called the Standmaster. And I don't remember. I don't think I sold it or whatever. I just can't remember. I had it for a few years. When I finally did get my novice and started the station, I bought a used SX-110 that was a Hallicrafters receiver. And a separate story, I found down in Radio Row a Eastkit DX-20 in an open box, unbuilt, which I bought. It was selling for $19.95 or $19.99, and so I took a chance because in those days Eastkit was charging $49.99. So I took a chance on the $20 version, and everything was there and everything worked. So that was my first station, but I don't remember what happened to the Standmaster. Sorry, K2EIR.
Okay, interesting story, Howie. And the Bandmasters are still for sale. You can find them on eBay, and they command a decent price. Thank you. Interesting story.
By the way, the reference to 72 Bravo, Vietnam era, it had one of the highest, or if not the highest, re-up bonuses if you re-enlisted, especially if you did it in-country. I'm just reading here about Bob. Anyway, that was a interesting set of some of which I can really help. All right, any other topics for tonight?
ISC. Okay, I almost forgot to mention, though, a couple of days ago I received some junk mail from some local car dealer, and in the little envelope, or in the envelope, they had a little plastic module that turned out to contain a little button battery and a blue LED. It was supposed to look like one of those security code things that, it was just a fixed number behind with a little blue LED. I mean, I threw away the sales literature, but I pried the plastic thing apart and got myself an LED and a little button battery. Over.
Oh, very nice. Brennan, so where'd you find these?
Mailing, I think it was from Hackensack Toyota or something like that. Over.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Very nice. Very, very nice. Anybody else? Well, Jeremy has a 9:30 hockey game, so I'm going to go watch the rest of it down at the rink. Anyway, folks, thank you again for a lovely TechNet. It was under an hour, but we got right to business pretty quickly tonight. And a lot of different topics. And I like that question Walter asked. That's great. Thank you, Walt. Hope to see everybody down at the Memorial Park, down by the pavilion in Fairlawn. I guess there'll be people there around 9, but there's plenty of cover and plenty of trees to have to rig things on. So it should be a great time down in Portable Day this Saturday. So, and if you can't get down for Portable Day, at least try to get on the air for Jamboree on the air. So 7-3, everybody, have a great evening. This is K2BAR, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use. NRP.
I kind of hoped it sounded like Don's. I wonder if Don's was ever modified or was ever checked. But I'll try to talk a little softer. And I mean, I took this radio down to Ryder one time to get my son and picked up some guy on that repeater, the 440 machine. And he asked me what I was using. He said it sounded great. So I don't have much of a problem. You know how I am. I'm a nitpicker. If I get one guy that says, you know, the audio sounds bad or not good or not as good as my other radios, then, you know, then I start to wonder what the hell I can do to make it sound better.
Now, exactly what you do, Charlie, is you go in the panic mode. No, that radio always sounded good to me. I tell you the truth, I like the highs in it a little better, especially with my hearing. Personally, myself, you know, the lows give me a problem.
KB2NLA.
Did those guys go, Chris?
I don't know. Good morning. How are you?
I didn't get any sleep yet. I'm just watching the highway patrol.
Yeah, I didn't get any sleep either. I've been slowly working on the programming and then just finally figured out how to plug the radio into the computer and then upload it. So the 857 is now loaded up with all the memories.
Charlie, anybody notice this thing drop out and not come back for a second or two? Yeah, I was wondering where you and Rocky were. The 2-9. But yeah, I was talking, I unkeyed, I didn't hear a tone and couldn't bring it back up. I was researching the problem you were having. Quartz Hoop .9 machine not being able to hit it. So I checked my TL and it did look like 141.3. It looks like 94 something. I probably screwed up somehow. Then I went I put all the information back in for that repeater. I keyed the microphone. And I couldn't access the repeater. So then I held them push to talk for about 10 seconds, and then it worked. So I put 41.3 in like three times, and now it works perfectly. So maybe you might not have to reset the unit, just put the TL in two or three times. Doesn't sound normal, though. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I tried it. I put that TL in a couple of times, I think, already. But I'll play with it later. You know what? I don't use that repeater all that often, so I'm not freaking out about it. I was just concerned that maybe my radio wasn't working on 440, but I bring up plenty of other repeaters on 440.
Like I say, it could also be something with the repeater, because after I couldn't access it, I had to key the microphone at one time as much as 15 seconds. Might be something with the repeater. Did this thing drop out again?
Did you rock? Yes, it did. Okay. I guess they're still having issues over here.
BD2BLR, I found this guy's call sign. Looks like he's alive, but I can't find anything on that mod.
Yeah, this thing keeps dropping out. I wonder if we're overheating it or something.
Well, nobody's being long-winded. I don't see why it should be.
Yeah, Chris, you got anything to say about it? Chris was in there, wasn't he?
Thought I heard him talking to Don.
Right, he was talking to me. Let me see if I have it.
I found the guy's call sign, too. He's even got a web page, but I can't find anything on the audio mod. So I sent him an email.
Go ahead, Don.
On the repeaters, the fires, they had, they gave the call letters, then they had the letter D, then the letter R for repeat. Repeaters, the identifiers are both repeaters. Rocky, go to 2-9.
Hey, KD2, be aware, clear.
Now I'm on an HT. I guess we'll see if it drops out. And I have to push the talk pins really well.
Nah, it's not dropping out now. It might have just been a glitch before, Don. You sound fine. What do you want, your THF-6?
No, I'm on the 8-watt Baofeng, the F9.
Okay, it sounds good. Just do us a favor. Don't get on that TYT.
Oh, the TYT-HD. I have that packed away.
Yeah, the only time you should use that radio is for extreme emergencies, like if you're going to go swimming.
Right. Hopefully in a polluted muddy creek.
I thought you would get a kick out of that, because you know what Charlie has to say about that radio.
Oh, yeah. The only way it sounded half bad was with a Kenwood HT, and then I was in the Mobile, was driving through T-Neck, and he said it didn't sound that bad, and I had the Kenwood mic on it. Am I still making the repeater?
Yeah, you still sounding very good.
Seems like it dropped out again.
I haven't heard you for a while. I made a couple of transmissions, and Chris heard me okay.
No, no, it's working right now.
Sounding very good.
Hey, guys, I'm going to put it on the side for a little bit. I want to look around on a computer for what Charlie was telling me about before. 82 VOR.
Okay, guys, I'll be monitoring here. WAQCO2.
All right, Don, you said you were going to try and get some sleep?
I took one of these high-powered drugs that the doctor gave me, and I'm not very tired now. I'm just watching the highway patrol on the cable network here.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to start mounting this radio to a board so I can get it into the vehicle. Okay.
Good luck.